I was once on a train, and there weren't very many people. This was like a choo-choo train, not a subway.
Choo-choo train.
Just to be clear.
I'm just imagining Soul Train. Was it Soul Train? Was Rachel Dolezal on there? She was the conductor. Come on, girl.
Da-da-da-da-da. I know you're not black.
I know.
Just said da-da-da-da-da.
Yes. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
It's got, I mean, I think these are the good, these are the gems that are out there. Mm-hmm. We plucked them. As it were. So, this is our end of the year recap. For 2015.
Can you believe it? 2015 has come to a close.
I know. It was the year of the robot apocalypse.
It was also the year of Krampus.
Yes, and the year of Krampus, which Katie and I just saw recently. And I gave it a 7. Did you? I mean, I liked it.
I liked it, too. But there were, we talked about it, there were several things about it that did not jive with all of our research.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they didn't accurately use all the Krampus mythology that's out there. There's a lot of really fun, interesting stuff. There were some really great scenes that were scary, mm-hmm. but then there were a lot of scenes that I was like, this seems like a completely different film. It right. looks different. It has a different feel to it. Yeah. The actors were all working very, very hard.
They worked super hard.
When the script is working against you every once in a while, what can you do?
Right. They worked really hard. I think the sets were great.
Oh,
I love
the
winter. The winter scenes were beautiful.
Yeah,
and majestic.
And we were just happy when they left the house.
Yeah,
because most of the acting. I did want to say though that my favorite line from that movie is, "I'm old enough to know when life's coming right at you with its pants down."
That's right. I think
it was the harshest line ever. Okay, so recap. What would you like to kick off with?
Well, we could talk about what's happened in the year, just a few highlights, lowlights that that made 2015 the year it was.
Did you find any highlights? Because
there's nothing great.
It just seemed a lot of mayhem.
What I noticed in this list was a lot of dates that marijuana became legal.
Oh, that's right. Because last year it was gay marriage.
It was gay marriage.
And this year it's marijuana.
It's marijuana.
Okay. So, oh, that's interesting. And that made the news.
February, you know, Alaska legalized it, you know, and you'll see through.
People in Alaska are like, it wasn't legal.
Right.
Oh, snap. There's no one around.
You know, but it started off in January. They had to put this on Bobby Christina Brown's death. But that, you know, is incredibly sad, but is
Who is it?
Bobby Christina Brown, Whitney Houston's daughter.
Oh, I didn't know her first name was also Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, and then I was thinking, is Bobby Brown's middle name Christina? All right, so
yeah, Bobby Christina Brown.
Not that that's not an important thing, but like, why is that on the like? Why did it make
well,
this? Was
know.
It tragic?
It was tragic, and it was also the idea that she died the same way her mother did.
Okay, I see. What
and
you're
it
saying.
Was so odd the way her mother died, and then her daughter dies the same way. So that marked off January. That's what
it's kick off. Yeah, like, starting off light.
Yeah, I mean, I pulled out this list and I'm like, oh,
it's
you know,
all
it's so sad.
Everything is like it's like bombings, shootings, planes crashing. It was a really big year for disaster.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what's the good stuff that happened.
Marijuana becomes legal in D.C. February.
Once again, people in D.C. like in Alaska, like it wasn't legal.
Yeah.
We have no governance.
Right. March, the big story broke about Hillary Clinton and using her personal email.
Oh, my God. This is still going on. Surely.
I use my personal email for work.
But surely,
I use my work email for personal things, rather.
Surely you can find... If you want to villainize somebody, you got to give me more than they use the wrong email.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I need more than that. That's not a villainous act in my mind.
I know. Then in April, there was the drought, the big old drought in California.
That's already over?
I don't know if
it's
over.
This drought, I remember when the drought was coming out, they're like, oh, well, our almonds need a lot of water. I immediately thought, don't eat almonds.
Yeah.
They use a lot of water.
Right. And almond milk takes a lot of water.
Yes.
And, right, and the thing is, but also Tom Selleck got caught or...
Watering something?
No, he was taking water.
What?
I think it was...
What is he, Chinatown?
No. It was... It was a water facility that he did get water from.
On the hush-hush?
No, legitimately.
Okay.
And he was paying for it, but it was like everyone was asking
for... It's for his mustache.
For everybody to conserve, but he was still getting it and coming in and taking it back to his
wow. crib. Wow. To his crib. Can you imagine?
But and I
imagine him wearing like his Magnum PI yeah. outfit, but a hat and glasses.
Yeah. Right, and with a big tanker of water.
Yes.
But the thing is, I was like, leave him alone. It's Tom Selleck. He could do whatever he wants. That stash needs...
To be watered. Yes.
You know.
He's got a lot of chest hair. He's got to keep it wispy. Yeah. You think you can do that without a little H2O people? I don't think so.
No. You need to.
Get your priorities in order.
Right. That's right. There's the whole Tom Selleck thing. There's what's a waterfall sandwich, Tom Selleck.
Yes.
That people love to put pictures yes. of them eating a sandwich by a waterfall.
By a waterfall. And that's the way it is. That's and now they is. Should just have dry stuff in the background. Or yeah. just, how about some dried out children in the background who are like, please, and some almonds in their hands. Like, please, for our almonds. You must feel like a real low-life piece of shit if you're, like, trying to sneak water.
Yeah.
During a drought?
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, you get stoned for that.
Leave him alone. He's cute.
Throw a pebble at him when I see him. All right, so what else?
Oh, then also in April was the whole Bruce Jenner telling Diane Sawyer, I am a woman.
Okay. Yeah, I have to say, I couldn't have cared less about him.
Yeah.
I wish it had been anyone else
yeah.
who was coming out with this issue and putting it in the public in a salient way.
Yeah.
Because it's you do have to discuss, like, transgender issues. I just wish it wasn't with him.
Right, right.
You
right.
know?
I agree.
The average transgender person is nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not already a celebrity on TV.
Privileged.
And was not a dick.
Yeah.
He's still a dick.
Is
she.
Yeah, Bruce Jenner was a jerk.
He was an asshole growing up.
Right, growing up he was, he had a lot of privilege.
And we knew
he was,
but he always acted like kind of an asshole. Like, wasn't that kind of a thing that went along with him? Being an athlete and kind of being an asshole?
Yeah, and it was also in the 70s where he was big and, sure, man.
And womanizing and all this kind of stuff.
He could do whatever he wanted.
Yeah, and now he's still doing that. Good for him.
And I was just like, I'm a woman, but he's still the same jerk.
Well, I think he looks hideous, I'm sorry. And I would say that, he's a woman, I'm treating him like any other bitch. Get it together.
Yeah.
Get it together. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Let's see. In May, the Amtrak train derailed.
I remember.
Remember that?
Wasn't that right before you were going to, like, get on the train?
Yeah, it was a few days before I was going to get on that same train going to the same place.
Jeez.
Oh, but I'm okay, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I wasn't on that train.
Thinking about you.
Thinking about me.
Yes.
Getting from one place to another.
Bring it back to me.
Me. Yes. Ooh, phew.
Yes. I was okay.
Angel on my shoulder.
Yeah. Blessed. Hashtag. Hashtag. Okay.
Now, these people, the train was going 106 miles around a curve that had a speed limit of 50.
I still don't understand how that happened. I feel like a robot wouldn't allow that to happen.
That's right. You hear that, robot overlords?
Yes. We're saying you wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
It's the humans.
It's the humans.
Self-loathing human.
Exactly. Self-loathing meatbags down here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and then, that was May. But in June, remember the two convicted killers escaped from prison in New York and everyone lost their minds?
And that chick helped them.
Yeah.
And then later on, she was kind of like, I'm like, what?
And they're like, and they're running through this, wherever they were running around, and everyone's like, lock your doors. There's two killers that are free. And they're like, there's killers all over.
There's always two killers who are free. It's upstate New York.
Yeah.
Where else would you run free as a killer?
Yeah.
If not in upstate, if not in Ulster County.
You mean two white males are
running around
are free?
Are free in the woods? That's not in America. I remember that. Didn't they catch them because they were sweating too much or something? The dogs caught up with them?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
They were dehydrated.
They were
not running. Just
when you're
running.
On the lam, and you don't bring water.
Oh, and then they are... Everybody's favorite, Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, that's right, the black white woman. What happened? What is she doing now?
Well, she was the one.
She's trying to get a job as a backup dancer.
But she said she identified as African American. Mm-hmm.
And then, but her parents said, our ancestry is mostly German, Czech, Italian, white.
So she was saying, I just feel like an African American, and so I am such.
Sometimes I feel like a nut. sometimes I don't, but I'm not going to go on TV as a nut.
Yeah.
And get jobs as a nut.
Right. Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that. It's so weird.
It's such a weird thing.
And it was funny because people were like all over. It's like, no, it's just that's she lied. At the most basic part of it, she lied. Yeah. You can say to people, I feel like an African-American, but I'm white.
Yeah, you
that's
can
fine.
Have, you can have a great love for a culture.
Yes, and an affinity, and you can feel a connection to
right.
that. But, like, I can feel as connected as I want to all day long to Filipino culture, mm-hmm. but I'm never going to be, you know, Filipino. Yeah. Sorry. And that's fine.
Yeah. I mean,
what's wrong with being white? She, right. looked okay. She looked okay. Although, I have to say, her hairstyles, I was like, uh-huh.
What?
If I had seen her, I would have been like, this white woman is going nuts. She was really trying hard. It was, like, too yeah. much. Like, she was doing it too much.
She was,
you know,
over the top.
Yeah, over the top with it.
I don't know. You know, it's funny because you can have a certain, like, a pull. Like, another culture can draw you. It's something
sure.
that you really, really like. And why don't you just stop there? Like, I
yeah,
like it.
Just enjoy and be a part. Like, you don't have to. You can be a part of the black community mm-hmm. without being black. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
yeah.
I don't know. So, she's doing nothing now, I guess.
I guess so.
Maybe she's going to be Chinese next. Let them deal with it. Because they haven't suffered enough either.
Let's see.
What if I pretend to be German? How would that work? Do I have to look
yeah.
German? No. Fuck it. I'm throwing that out. I'm not even going to worry about the appearance. I'm just going to go for
You're
it.
Just like, I'm German.
I'm just going 100% Rhineland. 100% fatherland. Okay.
All right. Then in July, NASA's New Horizons spacecraft completes its first ever flyby of Pluto.
Now, I remember that.
Yeah, everyone lost their minds.
People were so excited. People didn't give a shit about the space program.
I know.
Didn't even know how many planets there are. Were excited.
I know. I don't even know.
Like, people who have never... I'm like, really? You know
I'm the
stuff?
Center of the universe.
Yes. And what's this Pluto business?
What is this Pluto? Yeah. What are you doing?
You know the little, you know, the thing that you turn that's the universe? Just us in the center.
Yeah.
Just like a, hey, you know, a mug.
Yeah.
That's what's really there. That's what
that's
holds
it.
Everything together.
The rest is just flying around.
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone lost their minds. Pluto!
Yeah, woo! I guess it was summertime and there was nothing else going on.
Right. Let's see. Then we got August. And, there was the river in Colorado that turned to orange after millions of gallons of contaminated water poured into it.
How are we still doing that? I feel like that's something that should have happened, like, in pioneer times. Like, we should be able to control that by now and figure that out.
Yeah.
we're in a closed system.
Yeah. The EPA messed it up. Everybody involved was like, whoa, whoa.
You'd be like, you know what? They're never going to know. Oh, I think they're going to know when they look and they see. And then they're going to figure out where it flowed from.
I just acted out stumbling.
Yes. It wasn't bad. I was convinced. I was nervous.
Oh, God. I got September. Oh, my gosh. Again, Pope Francis.
Oh, my God.
Came to town, and everybody just...
Once again, just like people who didn't know who Pluto was, people who weren't Catholic, who weren't even religious.
Yeah.
We're going crazy.
We're going crazy.
And I just wanted to remind people that he is not the second coming of Michael Jackson. That's how people were behaving.
Yeah. They were acting like he is just the coolest guy ever.
We never even think about him. Now he's gone. What was the last time we mentioned the Pope?
Yeah, right.
Now.
Yeah.
It's over.
But the thing was, we're in New York City, and when the Pope came to New York City, we heard that the traffic was going to be unbearable, that you have to leave some more time to get to
work. Yeah,
it's
like when Obama comes to town.
Yeah, no, more than that. It was
the
just
UN.
Because everybody who could actually move their bodies physically were going
to
come to New York to see the Pope, and it was going
to
be chaos, worse than the president. Worse
than Beyonce
so
concert.
So what happened was most everybody worked
people,
from home.
Yeah, people
well,
didn't
they stayed
come.
Home. Nobody came.
I stayed home that day.
I was at work, but you know what? The town was a ghost town or a holy ghost town.
I like it.
Yeah, so he was here and...
He was an economic boon everywhere he went, which I thought was ironic because his whole thing was about, you know, talking about inequality. And, like, people want you to come to their city because they can jack up the rates on everything.
So I work a few blocks away from Madison Square Garden.
Is that where he was?
And that's, on that day, that's where he was, and he was...
Why didn't he go to a church?
Well, because to get everybody in there. They can fill more people in a stadium or a garden.
Yeah, as it were. Why didn't they do it at the Barclays Center? That's nice.
Yeah, well, he did it there. And so he was going to say mass there and do the whole thing for everybody. But the
Would
thing
they book
is,
someone else?
It was the weekend. It was a Friday. And I wanted to go at home and have a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. Non-Pope related.
But I was afraid to walk by Madison Square Garden with my wine.
Oh.
Because what if he was doing his whole transubstantiation?
And then you have a bottle of blood.
Yeah.
And then who wants that?
Who wants that?
You could have bought a red wine and just taken your chances.
I don't need the blood of Christ.
Not anymore. No
back
thanks.
In my glass.
So is that what he... Did he do a mass at
Yeah,
Madison
he did
Square
a mass,
Garden?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
didn't know
so,
that. Yeah. Yeah, I stayed away because I was like, this is going to be hectic. And then it turned out it wasn't hectic at all.
Yeah. Hmm. It was a surprise to everyone. October was horribly...
Yes.
People were killed. It's a horrible month. It's a horrible month, you know.
Since, like, September, it's just been a perpetual, you know, downward slope
yeah.
for humanity. It's been a rough year for people.
Right. Then in October, you know, there's the natural disaster of Hurricane Patricia. It was a Category 5
yeah.
storm over southwest Mexico. And then, oh, God, and then the Russian passenger plane breaks down into pieces before it hit the ground.
Yeah, it was it's going to continue to be rough. I predict that this holiday season, people are just going to go nuts with joy. Because
yes.
they need to, like, cleanse, they need to sage this year out. This was a bad year.
It was a bad year. A lot of people are saying that in
yeah.
2015 was bad. In
Forget
November,
about it.
November, you know, ISIS went to Paris.
Yeah. And, ISIS has been all over all year.
Yeah.
That's why the year has been so rough in a lot of places.
Yeah. Right.
Not that that's the only thing that's going on.
So we really do need some good
yeah,
spirit.
Yeah, we need some good cheer.
December. We hope that everybody's December is going well.
Yeah.
And that you're really enjoying it. And if you're not enjoying it, go and do something
enjoy. Do something.
I mean, honestly.
If you do go out and do something, I'm going to say, do not see these films.
Okay.
These are the worst films.
These are the worst films
of 2015.
Okay.
So I'm at 5% on Rotten Tomatoes is a little piece called, a vehicle called The Forger.
The Forger?
Did you even hear about it?
I didn't even hear about it.
The World's Best Art Forger, played by John Travolta.
Huh?
When does the John Travolta movie come out and no one knows about it? It makes a deal with a crime syndicate to get an early release from prison, but in return, he must pull off an impossible heist. He must forge a painting by Claude Monet, steal the original from a museum, and replace it with a replica so perfect that no one will notice.
But then wouldn't that be valuable?
He enlists.
If he could do it and make it look just like
yes.
it.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm like, wow, you have that skill, but instead you're a thief.
Yeah.
Like you can copy a Monet to the point where it can fool the best
art
critics
yeah.
and evaluators in the world.
Yeah, historians, yeah.
But instead you want to steal. And in order to pull off this heist, he enlists the help of his father, Christopher Plummer, so you know it's a gem.
Mm.
He just gave up. And his son, Ty Sheridan. And together they plan the heist of their lives.
Yeah.
Emphasis, not my own. So, and
oh, really?
That's an exclamation point.
You did a nice job.
Thank you. I just wanted to let you know.
And bring that exclamation point to life.
I was not excited about it. At 9%, I'll give this one, I'll turn it over to you. At 9%, Taken 3. Now,
oh.
I love me a Liam Neeson film, but I cannot do this Taken business.
Yeah.
So apparently in Taken 1,
taken.
I think they take his wife, and Taken 2, I think they take his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
In Taken 3, Liam Neeson returns as ex-government operative Brian Mills.
That's such a boring name.
Yes. Whose life is shattered when he is falsely accused of a murder that hits close to home. As he's pursued by a savvy police inspector, Mills employs his particular set of skills to track the real
sure.
killer. To track the real killer. And exact his unique brand of justice.
Now, if I had a Liam Neeson type walk up to me and say, I have a special set of skills, you're about to be taken. That's a different
That's
thing.
A pickup line.
That's a beautiful. That's a good one.
Have you seen Taken 4? You're about to. So, let's say Brian Mills.
Brian Mills.
Brian Mills.
Brian Mills was copying off me in algebra.
So that's in Taken 3, what gets taken? I guess what's left of his acting chops, his dignity. I don't know.
Oh, come
Taken
on, Liam
3.
Neeson.
And I like Liam Neeson.
We do. We like him a lot.
Okay. What do you have?
I have my horrible movie pick was 50 Shades of Grey.
Ew, I forgot about that one.
I didn't
one. It was
see
so
it,
bad.
And I didn't read it. That's the end.
We have the Thank you and good night.
Yeah. So it was a horribly misogynistic vision of a woman being abused and brainwashed by a powerful man in a sex-positive look at BDSM.
What? Is the woman being abused or not?
Oh, they were saying either or. It's either she's being abused or it's sex positive. I'm like, BDSM.
If they got both of theirs in together, they're genius.
Yeah.
Those are two conflicting things. Yeah. I understood that the book was written by a woman for women to enjoy.
Yeah.
I never heard anyone say it's misogynistic. It's a fantasy. In a fantasy, you could do whatever you want. If you want to be submissive, then that's your fantasy.
Right.
You know?
As long as everybody's got their safe words intact.
And I think that's what that was about, right?
Yeah, you know? I think so. I don't know. I didn't read it. I heard... somebody that we know read it and said that it was just... sounded like it was written by, like, a teenager...
who'd seen sex?
Yeah.
Or heard tell of sex?
Yeah, basically.
She'd heard about intimacy, and she wrote a book about it.
Right. Yeah, so what other... do you have any more that...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have one here called Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Oh, yeah.
Because the first one did so well.
Right.
14% on Rotten Tomatoes. When Lou, Rob Corddry, finds himself in trouble, Nick, Craig Robinson, and Jacob, Clark Duke... fire up the hot tub time machine in an attempt to get back to the past, but they inadvertently land in the future with Adam Jr., played by Adam Scott. Now they have to alter the future in order to save the past, which is really the present, in the sequel from the same team that brought you the hit cult comedy, Hot Tub Time Machine.
You know what? I thought I saw Hot Tub Time Machine 2, but I only saw the first one twice.
I thought... that the sign for Hot Tub Time Machine 2 was just an old sign for one, and somebody was being funny. Like, really? They made this movie? I was telling Greg, I was like, maybe it was already in production. They're like, sorry, guys, it's already in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. It's half done. We got to release it. All right, what do you have for it?
Another horrible one is Pixels.
Oh, I have that, too. That's your boy, though. Come on.
I know.
Do you really want to shout him out like that?
It's Adam Sandler.
He's going downhill.
Yeah. So, I don't even know what happened, because I wouldn't go see it. But
it's based on a short film, I heard. From
it's called Cheesy, Forgettable, and Interminable.
Wow. It wasn't even that long. It was like 95 minutes.
Yeah.
Interminable. An interminable half hour.
Yeah, I just... the movie which follows what happens when aliens misinterpret video feeds of classic arcade games as a declaration of war and attack Earth in the form of video game characters.
Great.
Why'd they do that? Why don't they just attack as self?
As self, yes. Aliens doing business as self.
Yeah.
I agree. Here's another one. Dragon Blade.
What?
When corrupt Roman leader Tiberius, played by one Adrian Brody, arrives with a giant army to claim the Silk Road, Huo An, played by Jackie Chan, and his group of trained warriors teams up with an elite, and this is what you're really going to enjoy, with an elite legion of defected Roman soldiers led by General Lucius, played by one John Cusack. What is this, Elder Quest? Hang it up, boys. They want to maintain a delicate balance of power. They have to, you know, it's a fight movie.
Yeah.
I remember seeing what I thought was like a badass Asian, like sci-fi romance fan. You know, there's like a swirling Asian movies. Mm-hmm. And then I saw John Cusack's head dip into the picture. And I was like, oh, hell to the no. This is that film, ladies and gentlemen. Dragon Blade.
His head dipped into the picture.
Yes. Because I think Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
Adrian.
Come on.
What happened? It's like he did Predators, and then he just got cast into the bad sci-fi mill.
His only sexy movie.
It was only for that one scene.
He's probably sucking it in. Yeah.
But that was the other thing. I think I saw the cover of this, that he has, like, not one, but three breastplates on. We're getting nothing, ladies.
Yeah.
Dragon Blade. Yeah. Dragon Blade.
I'm not watching that. You know, I have the best list.
Oh, you
that
do?
I pulled. I have a best list, but there's a movie on here that should not be on here.
Okay.
So I doubt the rest of the list.
I have one more crappy one, but throw yours in.
This one is on the good list, but it's bad.
What was it?
Jurassic World.
Oh, Jurassic World was bad.
It was a terrible, terrible movie. What a disappointment.
And will I buy it on DVD, Blu-ray? Yes.
You will?
Probably, yes. Oh. Because I like the scenes with the monster. The monster is cool. Is cool.
Yeah, we were all rooting for the monster.
Yeah. I was hoping the monster would eat everybody.
Yeah.
Cast, crew, me, everyone.
Yeah.
The theater.
No.
So it didn't happen.
No. There were a lot of women in heels running around.
Yes, a battle axe, supposedly in heels, and a white silk blouse.
Yeah. And poor Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Why did he do that? He seems all right.
Yeah.
He probably didn't know.
Yeah, we like a Chris Pratt.
So I'll do my last crappy one. You get to the good one. This movie, Aloha. Now, I saw the trailer for this many times, and I was like, there's a lot of white people. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're doing. It's set in Hawaii. The story follows a celebrated military contractor, Bradley Cooper. Celebrated military contractor. Like, of all the people who get celebrated in the military, I don't think we know the names of the guys who built stuff on the base.
Yeah.
Right? Who returns to the site of his greatest career triumphs and reconnects with a long-ago love while unexpectedly falling for the hard-charging Air Force watchdog played by Emma Stone. They don't say who his long-ago love is because I think she's over 40.
Yeah, right.
Whoever that actress is. And then supposedly I love Emma Stone.
I do too.
They should stop making her fall in love with these ridiculous dudes in movies. The movie should be about her.
Yeah.
And she should put her boot on the back of Bradley Cooper's neck and that'll be the film. Yeah. Aloha to that. So this is I just remember seeing it and be like, what's going on? It's like they took Nancy Meyers kind of films and just erased anything good mm-hmm, about them. Mm-hmm. And then they put this. It's just a lot. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like a lot of middle class white people milling.
Whoever thought that was a good idea to make a movie where it's like, yeah, like some mediocre guy.
Like nobody has any the real problems. Like there's like a hangnail.
Yeah.
Or like a bad hair day. Or like my eyes aren't blue enough.
Celebrated telemarketer.
Yes.
Goes to his office. And has to deal with this other telemarketer.
And then that's it. And then there's a lot of food.
Yeah.
And this is in Hawaii.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone really wants this really mediocre telemarketer. Right. Not even the main telemarketer, the number two guy.
Yeah.
Who gets hung up on all the time.
Yeah.
But she can't hang up on
him. But he's celebrated. Because he's mediocre. But she's actually the one that closes all the sales.
Yeah, she does everything.
And she's just like, whatever.
Aloha. So what are the good movies?
The good movie is Inside Out, which I watched.
I enjoyed it.
I'm going to stick with it. It was about emotions.
Oh, that was the animated movie.
It was the animated movie where you follow this 11-year-old girl who moves to a new city.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to deal with these changes and she has to deal with her emotions. And they animate the different emotions, anger, joy, sadness. What are the other two? Disgust.
Mm-hmm. It's revenge
and
in there?
Fear. Oh. Those are the five main ones that they had.
How did they leave out revenge?
They're in a control room, and they each have to step up and take over.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And it was really...
It sounds like a science film, like, boop.
It was neat. Anger. It was really good because I think for kids learning how to handle the emotions, they don't know what they're feeling. And kind of put it in a way that they could visualize is good. And then they showed the parents and how their emotions were all very practiced.
Huh, that's interesting.
And they were sitting behind their control panels and they were able to handle their host.
To cope more.
And cope, and they knew what to do.
I didn't know that's what that movie was about.
Yeah, so I think it's a wonderful teaching tool for children.
Huh. I, on the other hand, saw Minions, which is a wonderful film to see if you're on psychedelics.
Oh, okay.
It is the craziest looking movie I've ever seen.
Is it?
I didn't give a shit about the first two movies, but I like those Minion guys. I bought a Minion hat.
Oh, did you?
For the holidays. Okay. So that's the other side. That's like, if you want to learn about emotions and grow as a person, Katie's film. Yeah. If you just want to be ridiculous and get drunk in the theater in Delaware, Minions.
I got the four R's.
Rehearse, record, rinse, repeat. 209 West 40th Street. #BunkLifeNYC.
So I have here some unpopular technology gadgets from the Consumer Electronics Show of 2015. That takes place in January every year in Las Vegas. We should get passes to see if we can go as like technology bloggers or technology. Technology podcasters.
We are technology podcasters. Yeah. This is a legit medium.
This is legitimate. Just like legit theater, this is legit media. So this is a log bar ring. It's a little ring. It looks silver, very mm-hmm. nondescript. It lets you point and gesture to turn on the TV, switch on the lights, or launch an app on your smartphone. It can make you feel like a wizard, but if it's $270 and people saying that they can't turn on shit with it.
Okay.
So that was one of the things that was supposed to be big. Here's another one. The Digit Soul. How would you like to get your hands on a rechargeable insole?
What?
That can be used to heat your feet. To heat your feet and track your steps.
I want to get my tootsies on that.
But I want my feet to be cooled.
Yeah.
Most generally.
I do, yeah.
What about a massage?
Yeah.
You know. You can link up to Digit Soul via Bluetooth and use any of your Android or whatever operating system you have to adjust the temperature of your feet separately if necessary. I like the right foot to be a 5 degrees cooler than the left. Insoles, but this is where it gets creepy. It tracks your steps and tells you how many calories you burned. I don't want to know that.
No.
If I open up my shoe and I'm getting a report that like I burned like only like 50 calories, I'm throwing that shit out.
Yeah.
You better come up with a better number.
Yeah.
I have some more technology. You have some technology.
I had a technology. This was the best ever year Popular Science Invention Award celebrate 10 scrappy inventors.
Scrappy?
Inventions designed to solve real problems.
Scrappy always makes me think of like a little guy trying to fight a big guy.
Yeah. So these are the underdogs of the invention world. And
the scrappy dudes.
Yeah, they're not the DARPAs.
No.
They're just a guy.
They're there.
A guy in a basement.
They only have two letters.
Yeah. So these guys tinker, these men and women tinker, and there are top 10 creations that won, and the inventors raised their own money, built their own prototypes, and they formed their own companies. So
this is legit. Okay, this is not just legit. Like, not that Kickstarter isn't legitimate, but these are like real, doing it. It exists.
All right, starting at number 10 to number 1 is a frying pan that teaches you how to cook.
How?
I don't know.
I'm just imagining like an angry frying pan yelling at me while I'm doing something.
You're doing it wrong.
Yes. You call that a crepe?
You said mince.
Yes. Mince.
Okay. A printer for circuit boards. Doesn't sound exciting to me. I don't know how it made it to 9. It should have been 10. The pan should have moved up.
Yeah. The pan's quite interesting.
Okay. A medical lab in a music box. That sounds like...
What? Why?
I don't know.
In a music box? It is 2015. Who has a music box?
I don't know. This person who likes to be in a lab but have a nice little...
Maybe they also will invent a time machine and go back to a time where people know what that is and care.
Yeah. An artificial reef for any seafloor, which is good.
Okay, because not every seafloor can take the regular reefs.
A self-balancing vehicle, which just is like...
What are you talking about?
I don't even know what this is. But we have that. It's like the Segway.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you balance on it. But it's self-balancing. So if you can't balance, if you have an inner ear disturbance, Jaquetta, and get on this, you'll be fine.
You'll be okay. Can the Segway stand on its own? I don't ever remember seeing a Segway just going around the circle on the ground. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's a bicycle. Stooges. A bicycle that won't tip over.
That's just a bicycle with training wheels on it.
No. Maybe it's just a two-wheeled regular bike.
Never falls over? That's weird.
I'm making that part
that
up.
That means you could never slow down. You just have to keep fucking going. Like hell. I just wrote my Katie, it was me. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Here's hands-on virtual reality. Ew.
Oh.
No thanks.
Really? No, yeah. I don't like touching what's real now. Like the actual reality.
This is a personal pollution monitor.
Ew.
I don't even...
Personal pollution. You're stinking up the joint.
That's your little brother going, ew. Get out of the bathroom. Oh, stay in the bathroom.
Yes. Personal pollution.
Braille...
We start taxing people. Look at her.
Braille printer born from Lego. I don't even know what that means. The next one is needle-free vaccination.
Okay.
That's good.
That's fine, but you know what? Any way you have to get a vaccination to be, I don't care.
Yeah.
Do it.
Just do it.
Like, it's better than measles or whatever.
And the number one, and I'm into this, is a plane that folds into a car. Yep. That's right.
It's you in this car. You just want the... It's not a flying car, though, is it?
No, it's a plane.
It's a plane that folds into a car.
You can fly it. It's like for one or two people.
You know what I just imagined? I imagined you flying in, then landing, folding it up into a car, driving a little bit, then folding it up into a small bag and just going to your office. That's what I see. And at the end, you just throw your hat in the air because you're going to make it after all. That's a woman on the go. She's fashion forward. She knows what she wants.
Yeah.
She's in a corner office and she won't take no for an answer. She won't take yes for an answer. What else do you have?
Yeah, that's what I have for the science part.
I have a couple. I have a couple more that I want to add. Okay. These aren't the best, but these are just gadgets. That was supposed to be really, really popular this year. This is a pet cube, and I've seen this year.
Don't say it's like a pet rock. It's a cube that's your pet.
Do you miss your cat when you're at work?
Sometimes.
For $200, you can snag a pet cube. It's a camera with two-way audio. I don't know what the other way is. With two-way audio and a built-in laser, it hooks up to your home Wi-Fi.
So you can aim it at your face.
Yes. I know. You're going to be calling your cat one day and you'll be like, I can't see out of my left eye. You can see and talk to your pet from anywhere and then play with them. Let's be clear that a cat is probably, like, trying to get his other cat friends to come by. Look at this fool.
Yeah.
Look at where she
cats
is.
Cats don't want this.
This is where she goes during the day.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to be interested in this. Let's get that laser in her eye.
You get it. You
Here's another way. If you're too lazy to play with your pet manually, you can set a play schedule, quote unquote, each day. Finally, you can also share access to your pet cube and play with other people. So your cat could be cheating on you with other people. Like, your cat could be running kind of like a 1-800 number video thing.
Yeah, scratch my...
Yeah. Yeah, come see me.
Yeah.
Look at me meow.
Right. Yeah. You want me to meow low?
Do you got catnip? High? Do you got catnip? I'll take any kind of catnip.
I'm going to yawn and stretch.
Yeah. Look at me. Look how cute I am.
Mm.
Here's a laser in your eye. So... So many things this year that I saw were about watching your home. So I'm predicting that in next year, that's going to be a huge thing. Like we should be able to look into our homes right now and see if there's anyone there. What would you do if you could look at your apartment and someone's robbing the place?
No.
Now you just know you've been robbed. That's all. And you've seen it.
Yeah.
Like you're just finding out about it a little bit earlier than you would normally.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. So there's like home surveillance is a big thing for people. Mm-hmm. All of the there are a bunch of gadgets that came out this year that was monitoring what's going on. Look at this parrot pot.
You know what I would do actually if I would want a loudspeaker in my apartment. And if I saw somebody robbing my place, I'd be like, "Stay out of the nightstand. There's nothing in there for you."
And just keep doing that. Keep them running.
Don't
around.
Even look in there.
Yeah. Don't look in the back of the refrigerator on the left.
Yeah.
There's nothing in there. Now don't look in the closet.
Yeah.
All right. What do you have?
I have here the worst advice of 2015.
The actual worst one piece of advice of 2015 is right here, people. We're going to do advice and advice on it.
I Googled the worst advice of 2015. This is what came up.
Okay.
So blame my search engine.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay. My wife and I have been married for 20 years and have had a relationship for several years prior to marriage.
Okay.
She is smart, beautiful, and a good person. Our marriage is strong.
Oh.
However.
However. The worst word in the English language.
During a recent conversation about our respective college years, we did not meet until she was 25 and working on her MBA.
Okay.
She suddenly volunteered that she performed oral sex on two different guys at school.
So? Just two?
She said they were
That reveals a lot about me, actually.
She said they were both handsome and real catches, like it was a badge of honor for her to do that.
I mean, she didn't just blow them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what guys think, right? Yeah. If you say, like, I gave someone a blow, that's all. Yeah, I just came in the room,
did it, and went
back out.
No.
That's it.
Guys are like, really?
Yeah, I had a glass of water, I left. I didn't even say my name, didn't get his name. No, they were obviously having sex.
Yeah. I knew about two other past lovers, but this has thrown me for a loop.
Huh?
Why
those two beeches 20 years ago?
Why would she volunteer this information? I'm having a difficult time not focusing on this, and it makes me see her in a less than wonderful way. Am I way off base?
Yes.
I'm just having trouble seeing a real woman with a past. With a past.
With a past?
Yeah.
That is the worst.
This is the worst question
of 2015.
It sure is.
You succeeded.
Yeah. The answer is so... The answer. The advice.
The advice. B. 50 feet.
So there you were reminiscing, and out of your wife's mouth comes this revelation about...
And a dick.
Dicks were falling out of her mouth right now.
Yes.
Revelation about what she put in her mouth more than two decades ago. Now, this news about an extremely... limited, wild period has you brooding about the character of someone you have loved for more than 20 years.
Can he think about what his wife was like when they met?
Yeah.
Like, really?
You probably know that people like to have sex, and young people, before they settle down, are particularly noted for their sexual explorations.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't wrap your mind around the information that a young woman would have a sexual encounter out of feeling of conquest. This shows.
Oh, I wasn't even saying that. So mm-hmm. he's upset because the wife was like, I blew these dudes. And then she's the one who feels like she scored.
Yeah.
And he, I guess maybe he wants her to feel like, I gave these guys a blowjob.
I was so drunk.
It was awful.
Yeah.
No, maybe she likes to do that.
Yeah. This shows a serious lack of imagination on your part. So while you do need to broaden your understanding of female sexuality, it would be foolish indeed to change your feelings about your wife. I think that what you should do is tell your wife that you have become so intrigued by her announcement that you
that
would
you
like
want to see how it went down.
Yeah, engage Speaking some time which. Travel and reenact her youthful adventures.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That's the advice. Go get. Well, she likes to do it, obviously. So go get some. That's
terrible.
How it is. It's terrible.
This is the worst question. I'm doing a Home Alone face right now. Yeah. I have my hands over my face because I cannot believe the level. This has actually lowered the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, the segment is now lower than the segment's ever been.
I think we're both dumber.
Yeah.
For having read this whole thing. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We'll bring the brain cells back later on. We'll give you something.
We'll give you something brainy.
Yeah, we'll give you something brainy to counteract this because are you kidding me?
That's the advice on that. Go
Don't try
it.
To solicit a beach because you know she likes to give them.
Yeah.
How long have they been together? 20 years?
20 years.
I imagine that they have such a, or the wife at least feels that they are like best friends mm-hmm. or really good friends and they can talk about this kind of stuff freely. Mm-hmm. And they're joking around. And it was a positive memory for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe these guys were two guys that all of her friends afterwards were like,
it's a fun story.
It was a fun story. Yeah. And then it's 20 years ago.
And also the idea
that these people are our age, right?
They're in their...
They're around our age. This is not scandalous.
It's not.
Like a blowjob in the 90s doing the Jim Blossoms concert is not...
They're not like 90-year-olds talking about this. Or it's not a different... There's not a different, it's not a different cultural thing going on.
But also, who were the guys? Maybe it was like Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right? Maybe it was, you know, like maybe it was somebody in the 90s that she was like,
Eddie Vedder and
Beck. All right. I like that. That is the worst advice.
And it's so, other people were critiquing saying how boring it was. Bad question, boring answer. It's just like,
No, that's not what the problem is here.
Yeah.
The problem is this guy, like the answer to this guy's question is leave your wife, find your, you know, like get yourself together and then come back or just keep going.
Yeah, just do her a favor and get out of there.
Is he really so preoccupied that his wife gave a beach to two dudes?
Yeah.
Like, what if she started talking about that's two dudes in college. She probably said two, you know how women are.
Yeah.
It wasn't just two.
Yeah, right.
It's whatever you think the person you're talking to thinks is the right amount.
Yeah.
What do you want it to be?
And you better be good with it because it's not your business.
It's not your business.
And who cares? And your judgment is not welcome.
What were they talking about? You know what I mean? They're talking about sex, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably drinking wine.
A
tasteful white wine.
He could have gotten a beach.
Yeah.
If he had not
She's
gotten
probably
so.
Trying to let him know this is what, you know, I'm experienced.
It's been 20 years.
And I haven't.
Steve, but... I think it might be okay for me to do this.
Yeah.
Here's a story in which I did it twice, and the effects of it were great.
Yeah, she's probably testing the waters. Like, I did it twice. She did it.
Is it okay? I'm breaking back in. I'm breaking it out again. I'm getting the band back together. All right, so to bring your intelligence level back up.
Okay.
From the Oxford English Dictionary, a couple of new phrases.
Have made it into the lexicon.
Yes.
Oh, actually, on paper.
On paper.
And online.
And these British people say yes. So we already talked about an episode ago, tell the bees. And that actually, even though to tell the bees, which is to whisper information to bees, because we think they might be able to whisper that information to the afterlife, is a new phrase for the Oxford English Dictionary. Yeah. That's a new phrase.
So you can, everybody, let's start saying tell the bees.
Yeah,
so
somehow.
So you, when you're doing this, it's like spread the information.
Spread
around.
The information, I guess. Yeah. Or we're saying that.
The bonuses are coming soon. Tell the bees. Okay.
Blood will tell, which is a very old one, which means family characteristics cannot be concealed, has made it in.
This is all about old. Bees. All kinds of bees we're talking about. We're talking about.
There's also to carry water for someone.
To carry water.
Yeah, to be a water boy. So it's like that you're like someone's shine boy. You're like their number one booster. Number one kind of fan. But you're also a little bit of like a...
It's a kind of an attaché.
Yeah, but I think it has some negative connotations as well. Like if people say like you're carrying water for Obama, it just means that you go along with everything he says.
Okay.
To feel something in one's water. So you can say like, girl, I feel it in my water.
It's like, what is that? Like
it
in your bones?
I feel in my bones.
Okay.
I had to look it up. And here's another one. To hold below the waterline. So if you hold something below the waterline, it means that you're basically sinking whatever that thing is. Yeah. So you're making... But it also means you can't get it up. I had to look a little further. This is British slang.
You can't get it up.
Yeah, so it's like you're out of your depths. You're out of your league. Like you're impotent. There's nothing you can do. You've destroyed your chances.
And that's... You're trying to drown something.
So, yeah. Well, you have drowned something. You weren't trying to, but you accidentally did so. Here's another one that I thought was
might have already been in there. You can take the blank out of blank, but you can't take the blank out of a blank.
Okay.
That apparently was not in there.
It was not? Why not?
That's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
And also, this one made it in. This has been around for a little while, finally got in. Do you feel me?
Oh, okay.
I like that one. Yeah. I like that phrase, you feel, like, I feel you. It's just so much easier.
Yeah.
You know, and just throw it out there.
So, do you understand me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Boss, I feel you.
There's a couple of other words that made it in. Awesome sauce.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm not feeling that.
Wine o'clock.
Wine o'clock?
Yeah.
It's That's in the o'clock. Oxford English Dictionary? Yeah. Wow.
And hangry. Angry.
What does hangry mean?
It's a blend of hungry and angry.
Okay.
And so you feel when you get too hungry that you're angry. Are you hungry?
When your blood sugar drops.
Yeah, and you're a cranky person.
Okay.
You're hangry. You're bad-tempered and irritable as a result of hunger. So therefore, anything...
Why not just say that? That's so much easier.
Because you can't...
I know, I'm kidding.
When you start saying hangry,
I'm hangry. You sound like an idiot. Yeah. I'm hangry. I'm like, we're done. You can go take care of your hangry issues, your hanger problem. I don't know.
Yeah. And then if you want to, you could take care of it by anything, using anything snackable. So snackable means...
I thought snackable was like the name, like a trademark name. Snackables.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Snackwells, you're thinking of.
No, there's actually a snackable. Like, they're like Lunchables and snackables. Like, they have them for kids.
Yeah.
They're like a little, they take for like $8,000. They take a piece of cheese.
Yeah.
They take a little piece of bread. Okay. And it's like, snackable things.
Okay, so that's it. So any
So now it's just regular.
Snack. Any kind of snack that you can just eat in bite size.
But we already have the word snack.
But it also applies to information easily digested online. So
if you put when online goes away. You know it's not going to be here forever like this. It's got to get better.
Yeah. So, and like, you read something, it's very easy to understand and digest. And it's only a little bit. So
Why not
it's like
digestible?
Bite-size. No, it's snackable.
Snackable? I'm going to say digestible. That's a digestible fact.
Last year, 2014, brought you mansplaining.
Okay. Do we take it back in 15?
2050 will bring you manspreading.
Ew. Spread your man. What's man spreading? I spread it for my man. What is man spreading?
Man spreading. And it's, you've seen it plenty of times on the subway. Yes, you have.
Oh, where the men leak out into other seats. Yeah. The man starts off in a small seat, then by the end he's in three seats. He's leaked all over the place.
He sits down and spreads his legs, basically.
And it's called a man spread?
Yeah, so he spreads his legs. And when you try to sit next to a man spreader, they don't close their legs.
Oh, they do when I do it. I ask them if their balls are that big. Do they need all that space, or can they shut them?
Well, some guys don't, or they get mad, or they get...
Oh, they get mad?
Yeah, so that's a man spreader. That's a man spreader, and he can also put his bag or like put legs up on the seats, that kind of thing. It's basically men who are taking up way too much space being oblivious to everybody else, and then being annoyed when people actually want to have a normal amount of space.
I say if there's a lot of man spreading, that two women, or any two people who don't like it, another man could be annoyed by this as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
That two people get together and make a man vice. When they squeeze the man in from either side. You flank the man.
I mean, to be honest, some women will do, like, spread their stuff all around.
Can we still call it man spreading?
But the thing is that there is not that hostility in that sense of entitlement with women. We don't
Most women don't want to be squeezed up against somebody. I found that, although I have to say, because I'm a petite person, I'm always cold. Mm-hmm. By petite, I mean short. If there are two people that are kind of spread out a little bit, I do try to squeeze in between them because it's warm.
Yeah.
On the subway. And then sometimes when someone moves, I don't move away. I'm like, it's because you're still here and you're still warm.
Oh, no.
So if you thought you were going to get more room to spread out, you're not.
You're not. I'm here to stay.
Yeah, I pay my money. I pay my $2.75.
I was once on a train and there weren't very many people. This was like a choo-choo train, not a subway.
Choo-choo train.
Just to be clear.
I'm just imagining Soul Train. Was it Soul Train? Was Rachel Dolezal on there? She was the conductor. Come on, girl.
Da-da-da-da-da. I know you're not black.
I know.
You just said da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
Now, I sat there. There weren't very many people. The seats, I had two seats next to me that were free, and I put my bakery box of fancy little treats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Next to me.
Because it's you, a big reaction followed. I can tell already.
Since nobody was there and there was no need for the seats because there were plenty of them and nobody came by.
Did you get a ticket or something?
I just put it there. And then a few stops later, and I was reading my book, and a woman came on, saw me, decided she almost sat on my cakes. She almost sat, and I pulled them away just in the nick of time. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? You almost sat on my cakes. She said, and she was like, you shouldn't be taking up so many seats. And there were plenty of seats open. She deliberately came over and wanted to squash them to teach me a lesson about putting my belongings.
Was she worried about what might have been in there?
That's what I wondered, too.
What if you had a spike in there?
Box of spikes.
Box of spikes.
I was taken for Thanksgiving.
Hey, this powdered sugar on top. So I just wanted to say, because we're almost out of time, that I think that 2015, RIP, I think it's a good...
Yeah. I think so. It wasn't a banner year for a lot of people.
It wasn't a good year. And I would like to do, as I do every year, I throw out a hasty man of the year for 2015. Mm-hmm. Was the Republican Party, all the candidates, just for rampant jackassery.
Yeah.
They are the man of the year together.
Yeah.
All 25 of them.
Right. Thank you. Yeah.
Do you want to say anything about
it? I have really... I don't even know what to say about that. I really...
That was my man of the year.
Because right now, the way that Trump, his foolishness...
I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised. It's so funny to me because I don't believe in they're like the second coming, the Antichrist is Obama. I'm like, really? It's Obama?
Yeah, I know.
It's if you were into that stuff, you're like someone who's evil, who is a great divider, who coalesces evil around him.
Yeah.
That doesn't really sound like Obama
Not at all.
There's another figure in politics right now who that might apply to.
Yeah. We hope at this, when this airs...
Yes, that he'll be done.
Yeah.
He'll be cleansed out. We'll sage him out. And I think we're just gonna do a digital saging.
Yeah.
For 2015.
Yeah, everybody, let's all digitally sage 2015 and much better luck in 2016 to everyone. And it's gonna be good.
And we'll see you in 2016.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
I almost said Terrence Trent D'Arby.
You could say that. You could say...
Lenny Kravitz.
The other Terrence Trent D'Arby. The wealthy man's T.T. D'Arby. That poor guy with his wishing well. Aww.